Mariupol, National Pilgrimage Site. Once upon a time, a very long time ago, I could start this as if it were a tale, and we would be able to remember the miraculous weeping in Mariupol. It is, however, not a tale, nor simple nostalgia. Mariupol is a living pilgrimage site, a place of grace and a place for miracles. For 300 years, Mariupol has been the most famous pilgrimage site within Hungary. When one enters the church, one would not understand how people noticed during Mass that there was something special happening with the image of Mary holding the Holy Child in her arms. The image is located high above near the ceiling and is surrounded with thick frames and is encased in a glass enclosure. It has not always been like this. There was a small wooden church at this location, which was then replaced with the basilica that stands today. In its line of icons was this picture placed, like most others, at eye level, which, on November the 4th, 1696, during the reading of the Holy Gospel, started to weep. Mihai Uri, a peasant, noticed that the tears were flowing down from both eyes of the picture of Mary that was hanging on the wall. The weeping went on for 2 weeks without stopping, and after that, with small interruptions, through December the 8th. According to written accounts of the time, the weather was so cold during the last period of this time span that the wine and water turned into ice in the chalice, but the weeping continued. There was a church and civilian investigation that followed, where Bishop György Fenesi Weger allowed the publication of the witness statements, concluding that the Greek Orthodox Church of Porch is the site of the miraculous weeping of the Maria icon. The news spread very fast, even for those times, all the way to Vienna. King Leopold I, the Austrian emperor, ordered that the picture be transported to Vienna. As a consequence, the image from Porch ended its journey at one of the side altars of the St. Stephen Dome, where it has been held since and admired by many. In the little wooden church in Porch, the picture was not replaced for years. Numerous replicas were made, even during the time of its transportation to Vienna. The exact number of copies are not known. One such copy ended up in Mariupol, replacing the original Maria image. Ever since, neither the original picture in Vienna nor its copies ever showed any sign of tears, with the exception of the one in Porch. On August 1, 1715, a young priest, Mihai Pop, was conducting Mass when Cantor János Molnár noticed the icon weeping. Bishop Gábor Alter Andrew Dióveger had the scenario investigated. According to witness accounts of the time, the weeping was confirmed without a doubt. Another significant case of Mariupol was the third weeping of the image on December 5, 1905. Friar Kelemen B. Gavrish, while leading a pilgrimage group, noticed that the Holy Mother's face seemed darker than normal, with tears streaming down her face. This continued until December the 19th, including the two last days of the month, 18 days in all. The weeping was acknowledged by a joint religious and civilian committee that conferred the spectacle. A silk handkerchief soaked with the image's tears is framed and is still displayed under the picture today. The growing number of pilgrims necessitated the construction of a larger church, which would replace the old wooden structure. Donations started to be solicited in 1701, and the building of the church was concluded in 1756. Two towers were added later in 1856. The picture hung above the royal gate among the icons. The building of the sacred altar started in 1943. The title Basilica Minor was given to the church in Mariupol by Pope Pius XII in 1948. The picture went through a cleaning and renovation process in the National Gallery in Budapest in 2005. On December the 3rd, with the presence of the Bishops' Conference, Bishop Peter Erdő placed a crown on the image that had been blessed by Pope Benedict XVI in Rome. Since then, Mariupol has been considered the national sanctuary of Hungary. Just some dry historic data, not really. Let's just try to imagine ourselves in the lives of those who witnessed some of the occurrences of the weeping image. Or we don't even have to do that. Let's just stop for a moment in a church with grace and belief in our hearts and ask for the Mother God's blessing, and we will experience the love of Jesus Christ and the Virgin Mary who gave us God's Son. During this free guiding, we can learn about the miracles that happened in past centuries with items that commemorate these spectacles. Release from captivity, miraculous healings, the bees of Poch, and so on. We, who live in Mariupol, are a part of the pilgrimage,
a part of everyday life
of this unique place. Miraculous healings happen today as well, both physical and emotional, just like it has been happening for the past 300 years. We see crutches that are left behind. We see tablets commemorating healings. There are confessions and conversations that offer new beginnings and offer a new purpose in life for many individuals and families. There are places where pilgrims come together for Thanksgiving ceremonies or retreats, praying together for specific purposes. There are also opportunities for our mothers, parents, for fertility, for the youth, or sportsmen. They come from various parts of the Carpathian Basin and from even further afield, hundreds of thousands of them, every year. In Mariupol, there is a possibility today to hold various events, family get-togethers, spiritual retreats, weddings, and more conferences. The common element that glues together these events is being under the shielding protection of our Lord. We hope that those who come as tourists will leave as pilgrims. Mariupol belongs to all.